Immigration has been a hot topic recently because of Arizona's controversial new law giving local police much greater authority to enforce federal immigration laws. But it's also an issue in the Midwest, including Iowa, where nearly 4% of the state's population was born outside the U.S. A nonprofit group called the Iowa Immigration Education Coalition met in Des Moines yesterday for a forum on immigration reform. Raul Hinojosa is one of the speakers and the founding director of the North American Integration and Development Center in California. He's an expert on the economics of immigration reform, and he joins me in the studio now. Hello, Raul.
Good to be here.
So what do you see as the most important issues related to immigration here in the Midwest in Iowa?
Well, Iowa is actually a great laboratory for us to see that this is a country, the United States, that is going to depend even more and more on immigration. Basically, if there's no immigration in Iowa, it's just the state is shrinking. There's already going to be a loss of one congressional district, for example. What we're also seeing is that many of the economic sectors in Iowa, as well as throughout the United States, are interdependent with immigrants from around the world. We would all be better off if that immigration comes in here legally.
And I think the tension for a lot of people with that is how do you bring people here, get them into jobs that clearly employers want to hire them for, but at the same time not jeopardize American workers and overburden social services, healthcare, education, that sort of thing.
When you legalize people, what you're really doing is creating a level playing field. So that right now is the problem. Right now there's a preference for hiring certain types of workers because they can be exploited and their wages can be brought down, for example. So if the concern is we want not to create a preference, that's why legalization makes a lot of sense. As it is, immigrants are net contributors to taxes. They use very little social services. And what we found is after legalization, they paid even more taxes.
How would communities and industries here be affected by immigration reform?
We've just been speaking to a number of employers throughout this state. What's very interesting to me is that they would prefer that this immigration come here legally, that they're able not to go through this charade of deciding whether they're illegal or not legal, and to be able to make much more serious commitment. They feel that immigrant workers are really, really valuable. And I think we would all be better off if we could have that employment relationship between these immigrant employees and the employers be in a legal fashion, which both of them would prefer as well. I think that what's been driving the problem about immigration is really fears of, you know, what happens next as the communities change.
What can you say about the pace of that incorporation of immigrants into the communities here in the Midwest?
Actually, you know, again, it's very interesting. Especially the Midwest has a history, since a lot of immigrants came from Germany, for example. This was a state that remained German-speaking schools for generations, right? That's not what the Latino immigrants want. I mean, the Latino immigrants want to get into the mainstream as quickly as possible. All the surveys show that they are very, very interested not only in learning English, the demand for English language classes wherever there are immigrants is huge, and they can't be filled, in fact.
Of course, Congress has tried immigration reform before, not that long ago, and it didn't happen. If it stalls again, what are the implications for states like Iowa?
What we need to do, it's really urgent, particularly in rural areas who are more and more dependent on immigrant labor, that we get it right, that we do it legally so that we increase the ability for people to come here, be as productive as possible, and incorporate themselves as quickly as possible as full contributing citizens to the local society and economy.
Well, Raul Hinojosa, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure to be here.